Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Book and a Chat with me, Barry.
Get up in the morning, sag a thing you do. Put on the kettle, make a little brew. That'll do you. Tickety-boo. See you, Jimmy, don't you agree? Only one thing better than a nice cup of tea, and that'll be two. Tickety-boo. Blow away the cobwebs and stop yawning. A little cup and sorcery is magic in the morning, or in the afternoon, or in the evening too. Cheer yourself up, pour yourself a cup, tickety-boo.
Good evening, one and all. Yes, it's June. June, halfway through the year already. In fact, another week, I think, is something like that, and it's summertime soon. Though, I can't work out that. It's June, halfway through the year, but it's just summertime. Anyway, never mind. I'm just too old for all that sort of stuff. Anyway, I am here, and so is my guest. Now, when you think of things like Peter Pan, interesting book, film, play, whatever you want to call it. The word Wendy, the name Wendy, never existed till after it was written as part of Peter Pan. It was invented for the book. So, you know, you think about that, and how common, perhaps it's common, but it's not uncommon, is it, the name Wendy? But that's where it started, Peter Pan. Now, one of the things about Peter Pan is, of course, the lost boys and the tribe and everything, but what they were part of and they wanted to do part of, wanted to be pirates, wanted to be with the Red Indians and stuff like that. It's like going to a medieval fair or a Robin Hood day or stuff like that. You can live the part. You can pretend to live the part. You can... For that time, you can be something totally different. But what about if you could do that with a book? What about if you could bring somebody or bring books and have you part of the books? Well, I'm going to get my guest today to explain a bit more about that, because he's got this wonderful thing he's set up, and I am really looking forward to hearing about this. But first, I better introduce you, haven't I? Introduce him, because on the show today, I have the one and only Brad Schwann. Hi, Brad. How are you doing?
Hi, Barry. I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Now, when I said about, you know, this is, you know, as Monty Python would say, now something completely different, because it is this possible of sort of almost having a date in a book, you know, being part of the book and that. And it's called, was it Story Foolery? When did this whole idea come to fruition?
About 3 years ago, I was working on a mobile app that syncs audio across smartphones so that everybody hears the audio at the same time. Mm-hmm. And what it occurred to me was that you can sync more than one kind of, you know, more than one track of audio at the same time. So this allows characters to be like, to take a story that's like in two dimensions, like like on a film or when you read it in a book, and make it three-dimensional. So everybody's experiencing the story at the same time, but each person in the story is experiencing it from the perspective of their character.
Ah.
And this makes it like real life in a way.
Right. I mean, is this... Yeah, you're saying you were sort of working on other apps and stuff like this. Is this what you do? I mean, is this, and you sort of came up with this idea and sort of developed it into an app, not just an app, but almost a dating app?
Well, it could be used for dating. It can be used for, like, a couple can do it instead of watching TV, or they can, you know, do it on a road trip, or, you know, do it on date night. So you get to live the characters of your story and become part of the story. And the cool thing is, after the story, you both will have a different experience of what's happened, because you are both experiencing the story from the mind's eye of the character that you're playing. So let's say we were going to do like the Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if one person was playing Dorothy and the other person was playing Elphaba, of course they have very different backstories and very different perspectives of the world. And so the dialogue between them may be the same, But the understanding and the experience is going to be very different for Dorothy than it would be for Elphaba.
Right. That's amazing. I mean, it's like being live in a book. What's the book, the film? Never Ending Story. It's like being part of that, but from the different characters. From that.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And it happened simultaneously.
Yeah. That's amazing. I mean, how long did it take you to develop it?
It's been about 3 years.
Oh, wow. I mean, do you sort of have get-togethers for people? Do you arrange events, or how do you do it?
Yeah, well, that's where we're at right now. You know, we've just finished up, and we're going to start doing events. But anybody can do it. You can download the mobile app. You can, like, say two people can download the mobile app onto their phone, and then they create an event, which is like saying that, okay, we're all going to be doing this together. Mm-hmm. And then you pick the story that you want to do. And then when you push start, when the leader presses start, everybody in the story hears the story at exactly the same time.
See, I mean, when you
except for different parts of the same story.
Right. I mean, when you think about it, with the amount of computer games and stuff like that, you know, just the warfare things, you know, and all that sort of stuff, it's like two steps further on than that. I mean, yes, you know, if you're all attacking some place together, all your people in your alliance and everything like that, but you're seeing it from your view only. You don't know what's happening with the others. You don't know if there's somebody on the defensive side is doing stuff. But you, with this app, basically, these people are living a story from their own point of view of who they are in the story itself.
Yeah, and what makes it really nice and very different than anything else is you're doing it face to face with somebody.
Oh, right.
You're not
looking
at a screen. You're not like in some, you know, electronic world. You're looking eye to eye with somebody else, and you know, living the part and actually kind of acting the part too, as
right.
you go.
As I said, you go to like the Renaissance fairs, you know, Robin Hood. Everybody's there together. Everybody's talking,
yes.
looking and stuff like that. But, you know, this is the view from Robin Hood. This is the view from Maid Marian. This is the view from Little John. All together, with their own views of exactly what's going on and able to communicate face-to-face with what is going on.
I'm sorry?
You're able to communicate with each other face-to-face what each of you are seeing from your own point of view.
Right. So as the story unfolds, you use earbuds and you like hear different voices and background music and sound effects. And the three voices you hear are, first you have a narrator, and the narrator sets the scene for what's happening around you. And that is dependent upon your character. So if your character is Elphaba and there's dark clouds everywhere and, you know, you see danger around every corner, then that's the kind of scene that you're going to have. It may be the same place as what Dorothy sees, but when Dorothy sees it, she sees sunshine and rainbows and, you know, and all her friends around. So like it's a different perspective. So the narrator paints that picture differently when you hear the story from Elphaba's perspective, and then when you hear the story from Dorothy's perspective, then you have the inner thoughts, and this is where you learn about your character's backstory and their you know, misbeliefs and hopes and dreams and fears and secrets. You know, all of that gets revealed in the inner thoughts, and then you have the dialogue prompter, and this is where where you interact with the other people in the story. So you hear a line in your headset, and then it's followed by a ding, and then you repeat the line you just heard so that the other people in the story can hear what your character has to say. And they all do the same, and that's how the stories unfold.
Amazing. Now, yeah, when I've had sort of people written science fiction stuff, for instance, you know, on the show before, one of the things we always say is, you know, fact is stranger than fiction 9 times out of 10. You look at go back to the early days of Star Trek, for instance, and the stuff we used to see there, this won't happen. Hang on, here we are. You've got the communicator with your mobile phone. You've got the tablet. You've got the sliding doors. We haven't quite got the transporter yet, but I believe, but I believe it's actually being worked on, to be quite honest. Yeah, we've had people talk about it before. But now, here we are with the holodeck, you know, where the people go in to live into a different world and sort of live in this sort of environment sort of thing. And you're doing it. You're there.
Yep.
So that, another thing which people said, oh, it would never happen. Here we go. You've done it. It's amazing. It's, you know, but as I said, you know, fact is actually stranger than, the truth is stranger than fiction, because this stuff is actually becoming true. And you are a proof of this with this wonderful, was it story foolery? Is that what it's called? I think that's what it's called.
Yes, story foolery.
Story foolery, which is great. I think it's a great name for it, because when you think about it, that's what it is in so many ways. Have you sort of just done certain scenarios, or how do you sort of work out what's going to happen?
Okay, so we developed the whole back end for writing the stories. And by the way, we're looking for writers. So if people would like to learn to write in this format, and I would love to, I'll give personal instruction to anybody who would like to be a writer on it and write stories this way. So you write the stories in a specific way using the writing tool that keeps everything in time. So that as you're writing for one character, it's corresponding with how the other character is, what they're hearing and what they would be thinking and what they'll be saying. And so we made a tool just for that.
That's amazing. I think this is just amazing. The more I'm thinking about it, it's stuff that used to be dreams and made of, and now here it is, it come to fruition. It really is.
You know, something that's really nice about it is as you write characters, think you can write a character. Say you write about a black person in the, you know, there's a black person in the story. Mm-hmm. Well, you can write their experience of the world into that story.
Right.
And so whoever's playing that character, they're going to have an experience of being a black person in that time frame, whenever the story happened, and or being a woman, or being a slave, or being, you know, a foreigner someplace else, or even an alien, whatever stories you want to make, you can build into those stories the real life experience that that person might actually have.
That's amazing. I mean, basically, it's reading a book, and when people read a book, I always say this when we get people perhaps who've illness or even down to abuse and stuff like that, because if it's done in a fictional way and somebody's reading it who's suffered from that sort of thing, they excuse me a minute, just turn that off, they put themselves into that character in the book because they've been through it, they've suffered it, they've been abused, they know somebody who's had the illness, and when people read, it's escapism, they put themselves into that character. Well, here now you're not only putting them into that character, you're putting other people into other characters to able to play the other parts of the book and communicate within that sort of framework of the book in real time.
That's exactly right. Yes. And it's really wonderful when you're done with the story, then you can have a conversation with the people that you did the story with and find out, why did you do that? What were you thinking? You know, they might have been like a spy or something, and a secret agent. Nobody knew, right?
Yeah.
So like all kinds of things can happen in the stories that you can write into them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really quite fun.
Yeah, I mean, and is it possible once you've done this, done it once, can you... You know, and perhaps you got a decision at one point. Can you go back and do it again where you made it to see what happened if you decided to do it the other way? You know, if you had a choice of two ways or something.
No, there's no choices in that sense.
Okay.
It's more like you're reading a novel together,
Yeah.
and you're reading it from it's more crafted than that.
Okay.
So if you
Yeah.
have start to have choices, then it gets kind of you can't write in all the twists and turns and everything the same
That'll
way.
be just too complicated. But I think it's great that you've got this basically four-dimensional book, really, or four-dimensional story, not three, four.
Yeah.
It's terrific that you could do this. What sort of success, what sort of response have you had so far with it?
Barry, we're just starting. This is brand new. Like, we
Wow.
are just releasing it now.
Oh, crikey, I thought it'd been out a couple of months. Oh, right. It just amazes me. I think the whole of what you're offering, and the possibilities that it provides, and just the basically you're into another life, into a real, another a real life scenario, with people, replying in their views, and the fact that, like you said, the fact that, okay, you now can find out what it was like being, being a colored person, or being a woman, or being this. You don't think about it. People don't understand it, but you will provide, you'll provide that sort of insight for people as well. And that has so many, possibilities for education and that as well. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, and therapy, all kinds of
Yeah.
things. It can be
Yeah.
used in all sorts of different ways. And the nice thing too, if you like the story, you just do it again from another character's perspective, and you get a whole nother story.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be totally different, as you say, because
Yeah.
it's a different character, different views, different makeup of that character, different life that character's lived. You end up seeing it from, not only seeing it from different sides because of the communication, but as you say, if you want to, you can totally take that other person's role and see it in through that person's eyes. It's
Yeah, exactly. Through their mind's eye,
their mind's eye.
how
Yeah,
they're
that's it.
seeing the
Yeah,
story.
I see. Excuse
Yeah.
me. This is wonderful. I can see so many possibilities. I can see education. I can see illness recovery. I mean, just I don't know. Just trying seeing talking to somebody. Going into this and just say, okay, this person's deaf, for instance, just right, or something like that, or this person's got a heart problem, or this person's got autism or something like that, to help the future of being able to help in so many other ways. This is just, to my mind, just the thin end of the wedge of what can come from this whole idea, from education to, oh, it's never ending. It's never ending what this is going to allow you to do.
Yeah, imagine you said it, like you said, maybe you have a loved one who's dying.
Yeah.
Maybe, there's a story out there that you can live where you get to experience maybe what the person who's dying is experiencing, so you can be more empathy, you can
Yeah.
have more empathy for them, more
Exactly.
compassion.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
mean, that's a big thing, because one of the things when you've got people, you've got loved ones like that, is you do not understand. They can't communicate with to you. You can't comprehend what they're going through. But here we are doing it this way. You take that character with everything, and suddenly you can understand it, because you're that character now. You're the person with that
Yeah.
illness. You're the person, that's suffering with what have you. The more I'm thinking about this, the more I can see this being such a huge thing in the future to help so many people and so many things.
Yeah.
My mind is overflowing, I tell you. Oh, I mean, and one of the things I picked up that you said is that you are looking for authors to create these scenarios, I guess.
We built a platform so you can create the stories on the platform, you can record right onto the platform. We're a days away from having it be that you can just push a button and your story will, not a really well produced story, but like a, just the words itself will show up on a, or show up in the mobile app and you can play it right away. Yeah, we've, it's going to be a marketplace for stories. So writers can create stories and produce them, sell them in the marketplace for whatever niche they want to go after. So let's say they're a therapist or let's say they're a fiction writer or whatever. There'll be a place for them to sell their stories on the website.
What about
kind of like Audible Plus?
Yeah, yeah. I was wondering on that. What about things like songwriters, for instance? Right. You've got a person, and the thing is, a song or writing around a story. Now there's other people joining in with that. They can see, okay, well, I'm singing along with this, and this is my view of it as I'm singing along. And then perhaps a person who plays a musical instrument can say, okay, well, I can work with this. And then you can get the view of, okay, well, that he works pretty good with that. Let me take that character and see how he goes. So you take that character and you see how that person would perhaps accompany the song. I know that's a sort of a weird scenario, but it's something I can see that you could end up being able to do. You could just sit there with it and seeing it, like how something progresses from umpteen different people's points of view.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go back to the music a little bit, because that is another one of a really kind of cool feature to all of this.
Yeah.
Let's say in your story you have, extras that are part of the story.
Yeah.
Well, you can use a Bluetooth speaker in, say, a stuffed animal, mm-hmm. like a stuffed toy.
Yeah.
And with an extra phone, and you can have actual characters that are speaking outside of your headset.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my children growing up, one of their favorite songs was, who was it? Was it The Firm? I can't think. I Love It When You Call was the name of the song. And they had glove puppets playing, pretending to play the musical instruments. And there's a big guitar break in it. And they had this bear, sort of panda bear, playing this guitar. And he just did the break, and then fell over backwards. And as he finished the high note of the guitar break. And my kids loved that. But here we have, you'd be able to see it for real. You'd be able to be part of it. When I started speaking to you, when I read about it, I wasn't sure about the whole thing. Now I've spoken to you, and now I understand it. The potential is unbelievable. And it's what you're offering to allow people to write the stories and that, to help with you writing the stories and the scenarios. It's like making your own film, almost. It's something, a film with an extra, with a different dimension added. It's so much potential. Really is. It's amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
Now,
it really is too. I mean, that's why I've invested 3 years of my life into it,
right,
to make it happen.
Well, yeah. I tell you what, Brad, time is going past. My brain is just trying to understand it and take it all in, and it's just so amazing. But what I'm going to do now is hand the show over to you, Brad, and have you tell everybody where they can contact you, find out more and everything like that, and even sort of, offer help to you and stuff like that. So over to you.
Oh, thank you. Okay. So, the website is, www.storyfoolery.com. And if you want to write to me, you can write to me at brad@storyfoolery.com. And please go and check out the website. We have the mobile app out for iOS, and it looks like tomorrow we'll have the mobile app out for Android. Okay. It got stuck in Google. So
how unusual. we don't use, I always say, tell my friends, we don't use Google at our house because my wife knows everything.
Oh.
Anyway, Brad, it has been so good chatting to you. I've been so pleased I sort of got to talk to you and find out about this, because I am I can, as I'm, my brain is just going through all these different scenarios and potential and stuff like that, and I can see this being huge. And I do hope for your sake and all the work you've put into it, that what I'm thinking it can be, it's going to be even bigger for you. So great, great stuff, and thank you so much for being a guest on the show today, Brad.
Thank you, Barry. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I hope I get to meet all your guests, or your, not your guests, but your listeners on Story Foolery.
Okay, thank you. Well, how about that? How about that then? My guest today, Brad Schwan. I better say it, spell his last name, because it's S C H W A N. Brad S C H W A N. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. I could, as I say, as I'm sort of sitting here and listening to it and the potential of it and everything like that, it's just so amazing. But as he said, you can contact them at, you can go to his website, storyfoolery.com. So one word, STORYFOOLERY, storyfoolery.com. And you can email him at brad@storyfoolery.com. Just think of it. Just it gives you some scenarios and options on the page here and stuff like that. But it is so much potential in it. I wonder. Hopefully, you can understand, see that as much as I'm starting to see it. Well, that's it for today. I will be back tomorrow with a fresh guest. I'm not sure who it is because I think I'm actually out. So I think we've got an old recording tomorrow. And then, of course, on Sunday, I'll be here from 5 to 6 with Those Were the Days, music from the 20th century. And we're going through the theme of colours. We're nearly at the end of the theme of colours. I think we've got left with white, I think, for this week. And that's so anything to do with the singer or Barry White, sort of thing like that. And or White Cliffs of Dover, if it's a song from the 20th century, anything with white linked to it. And then after that, from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, we have the swinging 60s. Music from the 60s, not just the British invasion, but all around the world at the 60s. So, and then next week, Tuesday, I'll be back with some fresh guests. But until then, as always, we have one thing left to say. Don't forget.
Cobwebs and stop yawning. A little cup and sorcery is magic in the morning. In the afternoon, or in the evening too. Yourself up, pour yourself a cup, tickety-boo. Tickety-boo, isn't that nice? All a cup of tea that makes you feel good twice. One love for two, tickety-boo. Put the kettle on.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Book and a Chat with me, Barry.
Get up in the morning, second thing you do, put on the kettle, make a little brew, that'll do you. Tickety-boo. See you, Jimmy, don't you agree? Only one thing better than a nice cup of tea, and that'll be two. Tickety-boo. Blow away the cobwebs and stop yawning. A little cup and sorcery is magic in the morning, or in the afternoon, or in the evening too. Cheer yourself up, pour yourself a cup, tickety-boo.
I remember when I was a little girl, our house caught on fire. I'll never forget the look on my father's face as he gathered me up in his arms and raced to the burning building out on the pavement. And I stood there, shivering in my pajamas, and watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to a